North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over northern Japan. The Japanese government warned its citizens to take cover and was forced to suspend some train services in northern regions. The missile was launched off North Korea's east coast and fell into the Pacific Ocean. It was Pyongyang's fifth round of weapons testing in the last 10 days.
A ballistic missile launch that flew over our country is not only an issue for aircraft and vessels, it's also a serious and problematic action that involves the safety of residents living in the area where the missile flew over. We have strongly protested against North Korea in the strongest terms.
So let's bring in Robert Kelly. He's a professor of international relations at Pusan National University. He joins us live from Busan in South Korea. Robert, good to have you back with us. So we know that North Korea has fired a series of ballistic missiles recently. Why is this one so different in terms of its range and height and its timing?
Yeah, well, flying over Japan is obviously a real risk, right? I mean, as you saw, as your reporter mentioned, the Japanese government actually told people to take shelter. This is something the Japanese haven't done in a while, and there's actually been a debate in Japan about whether or not there should be civil defense, whether or not the Japanese government should make an effort to actually try to prepare the Japanese citizenry for North Korean missile strikes. My own sense is the North Koreans don't actually intend to strike Japan, that this is sort of fairly typical North Korean behavior insofar as they just don't really care about the sovereignty of the states around them. You may recall that they once launched a missile test that went southward and the missile broke up near the Philippines, and they just don't care that much. And this is, of course, you know, one of the great troubles that we have with North Korea is that they just don't follow the rules very much. And this is, I think, a really good example of that.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point you make, Robert, because this is the fifth time that a North Korean missile has flown directly over Japan, with the Japanese government even warning its people to take cover. But listen, despite that strong condemnation, Japan seems pretty powerless to do anything about these launches, though.
Yeah, and I think we all are, which is to say South Korea and the United States as well. It's not really clear to me what we can do to stop these things. If there was some obvious magic bullet or some really clear solution, we would have tried it already. I mean, there have been some ideas that we should try to use missile defense to shoot down these tests. Both Japan and South Korea have missile defense systems, both their own and U.S. systems installed. Perhaps we could do that. But missile defense doesn't work very well. It's very hard to actually hit the target. It's sort of analogous to hitting a bullet with a bullet. And people are concerned, well, if we miss, does that make it look like missile defense won't work very well? You know, I suppose you could do sort of preemptive strikes, but I mean, that, of course, is hugely risky. And so that's why these things keep happening, right? We keep talking about sort of a tough response. That's what the South Korean president said this morning. But it's just not clear to me what that would be, right? That wouldn't put us on a war footing.
Yeah, let's just stay with that for a second, Robert, because, I mean, you're there in South Korea. How do you see the South Korean response playing out? Is this just a war of words, or could we see some kind of military response? And what could that mean?
It's almost certainly going to be rhetorical, again, because that's what we've seen in the past, and South Korea and Japan are both fairly vulnerable to North Korean missile strikes. As I said, missile defense doesn't work very well, right? I mean, we could do more of it. I think I would like to see both Japan and South Korea really invest in this. I think it's the best shot we have to have some kind of roof, but it doesn't really work terribly well. You know, sanctions, North Korea is already pretty heavily sanctioned. We could do something more extreme, like trying to quarantine it the way we quarantined Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But again, that gets us awfully close to a war footing. I mean, I've heard these things sort of kicked around. You hear sort of these more extreme ideas every once in a while at the conferences. But I mean, all of them risk a major North Korean lashing out, a major North Korean sort of provocation and response. And we just don't know where that would go, if it would lead us into a major conflict. So we don't do it.
Just a final thought to you, Robert. What sort of message, then, is North Korea trying to send here? What does Kim Jong-un actually want? Is this about Pyongyang trying to get the attention of the U.S. and the attention of Japan, who, you know, have largely ignored the North Korean leader?
Yeah, I mean, I think one way to read these tests pretty frequently is that they're sort of a demand for attention. North Korea doesn't like being understood as the failed Korea or the weird Korea, or somehow it's not the real one compared to South Korea, which is, of course, the truth. And so one of the things the North Koreans do is sort of try to gin up our attention or grab our attention through these kinds of hijinks, often around elections or appointments or something like that, right? So the American midterm elections are coming up. You know, provoking Japan is always sort of a winner in Korea because of the difficult history in the past. But it's not really clear to me there's any one particular thing the North Koreans are looking for from the Japanese. Just generally, you know, they want a missile program, and that's pretty well established. And so they're going to continue to test, and if they need to send them south or send them east or something like that, you know, they have a record of doing that, and they'll probably continue to do it.
Robert Kelly, always good to get your thoughts. Thank you very much indeed for talking to Al Jazeera, Robert. Thank you.